The Lord says that the greatest ministry that you have right now in your life, in the lives of everyone that is seated or bowed down in this house or those that are watching, the greatest ministry that you have by far that exceeds everything else is your time of prayer before my face, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's no work, nothing that you can do that exceeds beyond this particular call to the revivalist right now. Don't be deceived. Don't be turned aside. Many of you need to seek God concerning your schedules and ask God how that you can cut them in half if necessary. For I said unto you, increase, increase, increase in these days. But I'm not a taskmaster that expects more, that does not give more. For my grace is sufficient. And you, as obedient servants, have come into this place. And I warned you, even last year, of the assaults by name that would come. And most of you have seen those things, beginning first with the spirit of infirmity. And the fire would be intense and stepped up. And many of you have been amazed, even though mature, been amazed at the intensity of the fight. The enemy came with destruction of reasonings and division and tried to divide the house, the body of Christ at large. And still, many things are at work. But know this, I have brought, even in recent days, beginning Sunday night, a spirit of intercession and prayer to this body and to those who are associated and affiliated with this message. But particularly here, I begin to visit you with a desire to wait in my presence. And again, tonight I'm visiting you. Know this, that the enemy cannot continue. I gave him no permission at all in the things that he's advanced in. But he has done what he must do to fight, to kill, steal, and destroy if possible. But know this, that for you that stand and will not relent, yours is not just a continual battle to always be seen as in a war that has no victory. For I say unto you, victory is now. And if you will receive it, you will continue to see a progression of victory against the assault and a progression beyond wherever the assault started at, as in manifestations of healings to your body and prosperity around you. Yes, the enemy fights strong. But who is he compared to I, saith the Spirit of grace. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. So take joy. Do not let your hands be feeble in the fight. Do not let your feet be turned out of the way, but lift up holy hands and know that I'm not just the God of endurance. I appreciate endurance. There is character. But my greatest desire is to crown you with the answer of prayer. My greatest desire is for you to see the manifestations and the victories, says the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, there is a crown and a victory. There is a crown for the victor that endures. But do not take upon yourself a mindset that it's always war without victory. Expect the victory daily. Expect increase. Expect change in your bodies and change around you and change in reports, says the Spirit of the Lord. Ayalo. Ala in ma in deske finda itava toke de iskete leklese didias oto warring angels. You'll not see them, but some will. Been dispatched to the body of Christ, not just here, but to those who are in this fight with you, says the Spirit of the Lord. My best is victory. My best is continual victory. War is not the purpose. War must ensue. But victory is the end result. Harvest. And I have said unto you of late that my greatest desire is for you as revivalists to walk in health. I'll help you in these things, says the Spirit of the Lord. But square your shoulders and lift your head and speak life. Speak the end result. For a burden of prayer is upon this house, and a burden of prayer is upon my body at large who are revivalist. For those of you that will heed that burden of prayer, I'll increase the intensity of your desire. The grudgery of once having to go in will vacate, and you'll find yourself in a place of enjoying extended time. Ala este ofle oflaska indeskate indoha ima hochinisi. Yes, sir. Malasotele mandeka isote. Yes, sir. Mendesoto de tiete. He said, do not forget your roots. Continue to fast. Lay down excuses. If you have not been a faster or given your body over as a living sacrifice, for I say unto you, one of the primary ways that this scripture is fulfilled of giving your body over a living sacrifice is to push away from the table or to go without and offer yourself up during these times. For some, it is just a loss of a meal or two daily. For others who are more advanced, you know what I'm telling you. But victory is yours. You will quicken the places of the sound of victory and good reports by crucifying your flesh and allowing your faith to rise to a place where you see the end result. Mahale isse karatio klatiete. But I say unto you again, says the Spirit of the Lord, endurance, endurance alone is not the end result. I am pleased with endurance, and you must endure, but I am believing with you and pulling with you for manifestation and coming into fullness, says the Spirit of grace. I am a father that loves my children, and every promise is yea and amen to them that believe. Worship you, Jesus. We love all of you watching. Appreciate you being here with us tonight. This has been a different, something I thought was going to happen, didn't, but it didn't matter. I'd spent enough time in prayer today. Everything I knew was in His hands. So we just follow God. It's so simple. It really is. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you. We love you. We want to go into you. Victory is ours. Victory, victory, victory is ours. You want us to wake up in joy and go to bed in peace. When all of hell is raging around us, there is a point, a place, when the faith turns to victory in the natural, things change. You've admonished us through prophecy that I did not know was coming. That time is now to believe now for change. Wow. I worship very much more. I'll go right back into prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. I get this, and this is just a natural way to say it. Probably a better way in the spirit, but for some of you, you need to know this, and it's not just one or two, it's those listening and here, that in a certain sense, not you, but the situations around you, you've bottomed out. He's thrown everything that just he possibly could at this point. It's not that he's not going to at another convenient time in the future try to visit as he does and circumvent. But the God of all grace after that, the God of all grace, after that you've suffered a while, establish, strengthen, settle, make you perfect. There's an end to this and to these strategic trials. These are coming to a close. He's prophesying to many. You're on your way up. He's strengthening, settling, establishing. Hold to the peace. Hold to the peace. Don't let it go. Sleep with it. Wake up in the middle of the night with it. Hold to it like a friend. clench it in your fist. Snuggle close to your heart. Know that the witness is true and cannot lie, says the Spirit of grace. You've come to the bottom, now you're headed up. He thought he was going to kill you or kill those around you or discourage you to the point of no return. But you're headed up, says the Lord. There's great days ahead. Great days. Jesus. Hallelujah. Something else? Can you give us one more? Maybe you shouldn't keep playing. If you keep playing, I'll keep prophesying. I can't help it. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll get ready to go out of here. You can, those of you that are bowing or praying, you can stay that way, but the rest of us, let's just stand and worship just a little bit before we get ready to leave. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're all I want, Jesus. You can stay if you'd like. Any of you that are still praying, don't ever feel like you have to rush out. We love all of you. We love everyone that's watching. You have a gift tonight. Thank you for giving. We appreciate it. Stay in prayer. Continue in your life right now to stay in prayer. You may have to do other things, I understand, but know this. As I heard him say, we have no greater calling right now than to stay in prayer. Love you all. Amen. God bless.